All right, let's begin yesterday with Daf Mem. Today's Mem Aleph. We'll do a review of yesterday's Daf. Get to today's have in mind that our learning should be a schus for all the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. The army should be saved, Chayalim. And also, Lili Nishmas, Yitzchak Heschel, Ben Avram Gedalia, Sar Bas Menachem, Bas Ami, Bas Shlomo Zalman Yirmiyo, and Rufo Shleima, Tzvi Tov Ben Chasha. What? Right, what's the name? Yeshua ben Mina, Chava bas Talihinda, and Shoshana Goldabracha bas Yalrina, amongst all others who need a refuah. All right, so basically we started off, we were middle of the story with Mari Bar Isaac. So this fellow Mari Bar Isaac had a long lost brother that showed up. And he finally got proof that he was a brother, and he demanded also share in the improvements. And on that, the question was, is that is he entitled to those improvements or not? When Mari Bar Isaac made those improvements, was he having a mind that it should be to the benefit for all, or he didn't even know that the other one existed? But that, in the end, we came out to the conclusion that that there's another factor. Really, Mari Bar Isaac had no right to take over the property because there was a younger brother, and the younger brother was a katan. And a karev, we said that you can't emirid in a karev l'nichse katan, and that's why he had no right to be there. And once that came out, that's the fact, that this brother was a minor at the time, so Rav Ami was already agreeing to that. All right, which took us to the next Mishnah, which is introducing the idea of how much loss is expected. And the Mishnah gave an amount. Basically, again, just so you know the numbers, so you get the ratios a little bit. Okay, it's a kav. There's 6 kav to a saw and 30 saw to a kor. Okay, so it's pretty... and we're saying that the loss the allowable loss, so to speak, for wheat and rice that you're watching, this is on a yearly basis, is 9 half kavim per core, okay, which is 4.5 kav. So basically 4.5 kav per core, and for barley and for millet, it's 9 full kavim per core, and for spelt and for flax, it's 3 sah for kor, so it keeps doubling in the amount, basically, right? So 9 kav is the same as 1.5 sah, okay? And 3 sah, so it's double that. That's the amount for a kor. And basically, every kor is allowed that amount of loss, and every year is allowed that amount of loss, and that's the concept. So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said that that doesn't make sense, that the loss is primarily due to rats and or mice eating some of it, and they eat the same amount. In other words, they don't pay attention how many kor there are. It's like, oh, there's so many kor, let me eat some more food. They don't want it to go to waste. That's a human frailty, that they don't want the food to go to waste, so they eat more. They keep more. Or like by Pesach, they paid for it, so they have to eat more. I need to try that one, I have to try a little bit of everything. Right, exactly. Mice are smart in that sense, that they eat till they're full, and then they stop eating. So therefore, Yochanan Nuri says that actually the whole measurement is only for a kor, and anything above the kor is not allowed any loss. That's his opinion, okay? And Rav Yehuda says that if the measurement is something significant, a certain level of how many kor, so then there's no chesaron at all, and that's because they actually increase in size. And that's a seasonal thing, and we'll explain in the Gemara. So first of all, the loss for rice sounds unnaturally low. They like to eat rice, whatever. So so he says, we're talking about where it's peeled rice, apparently not as much. And then with spelt and with flax, we said it's 3 sa for a kor, and Rabbi Yochanan, and then Rabbi Chiya, that's the flax that we're talking about here is with the in its whatever sheath that it comes in. And that's why the loss is so significant. And that's why we brought a brisa saying both things, that for Kusman and Zarpishtan we're talking about Bigvolin, and for Oriz we're talking about where it's not Golof, then it would also be three saw per core. So with the unpeeled rice, meaning the rice also in its sheath, would be a lot more loss. According to the Tanakama, it's basically every that same measure per core per year. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says that's not how mice work. Okay, they eat what they regardless the same amount, whether it's one core or 20 core. So they told Rabbi Yochanan that's not. You're assuming that the only loss is from the mouse or rats. There's other ways, things that it gets spread out or whatever. There's many things that cause it to go somewhere. Anyway, we did say that this whole allowance for loss is only because you mixed it in with your own peiros and you have no way of knowing how much loss. But if you kept it in a corner, so then you don't do anything. You just put it back and that's the way it works. You got to give him back exactly what he gave you, and the loss is exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's only when there's no way to determine the loss because you just mixed it in with your own grain, that's when you are allowed to return with a certain amount of loss, and it's kind of artificial because you're guesstimating, basically, is really what's going on over here. Question is, why do you have to guesstimate? What if it's mixed in? Why don't you see how much it is? How much loss there is by him? The answer is that because you can't tell because he's been constantly eating from that stock, from his stock. Why didn't he check out how much he ate? The answer is he doesn't keep track of that. He didn't make sure, you know, he didn't see how much he's helping himself to. So therefore, there's no way to know what the correct loss is. Okay, so next we saw Rabbi Yehuda says that at a certain amount, a large amount of core, then there's no loss at all. How much is a midum rupa? So Rabbi Bechana Tanir Rabbi Yochanan, 10 core. Once you hit the 10 core mark, so then it doesn't even go down at all because that amount actually increases in size, and that's the thing. So he says, and Bryce says so as well. We said in the name of Nachman that because this is only so it was so the Tana said this in front of Rav Nachman that this is only true when you're measuring from the silo and returning from the silo, but if you're measuring from the silo and returning from the house, so then you don't take out any chesaronos because it's actually more than that. So he says, who would give with a larger measure? Apparently, in the silo, the measures that they use was larger than the ones when they're giving it out from the house. So, like, what a fool would do that? What kind of fool would do that? So the answer is that we're talking about it was measured in the time of the Goren and returning in the time of the Goren. But if it's measured in the time of the Goren and returned in the rainy season, so they expand. And since they expand, that's why the humidity causes it to puff up, and therefore it's in volume, it's going to come out a lot more. So our papa said to Abai, why doesn't that cause a crack in the containers that are coming in? So he says, what happened, that it actually did crack. But the main reason why is that what happens is that there's usually space in between. When you pour grain into a container, there's a lot of space in between. What happens is that instead of cracking, the strength of the container is such that it even though it is expanding, it expands into the empty spaces and it's just more backed in, and that's what happens. All right, next thing we said that there's also a loss amount allowed for wine, which is shtus, okay? And Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a fifth, okay? Is it either a sixth or a fifth? For oil, there's three lug for out of 100. The 1.5 is sediment and 1.5 is absorption in the wall of the container. If the oil is already purified, so there's no sediment, so then you can't take that off, if that's what he gave you. And if the jugs are aged already, meaning they're saturated, so then also you can't take away the absorption because there is no absorption because it's already saturated. And Rabbi Yehuda says that even when selling purified, you know, refined oil to your friend all year long, you know, there's a certain amount of sediment expected for every 100, 1.5. So, and like you could take that off, kind of. Okay, so first of all, what sounds like a machlokas, whether it's a Tana Kama's opinion of a sixth or Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of a fifth, is not a dispute. They're each going according to with their locale. Apparently, so it's two versions. One is that in one town, the way they used wax to seal the inside of the barrels. So therefore, that's a better seal, and therefore it doesn't absorb as much. And according to and the other town, they used pitch, which does absorb more, and that's why it absorbs more, and that's why it's an issue. Alternatively, we're not talking about any seal on the inside. We're just talking about the type of material, the clay material. Some clay is more absorbing, and some clay is thicker or whatever, it just doesn't absorb as much. So that's the story. Anyway, we saw it over an interesting, you know, business thing that went on in Rav Yehuda's town. So basically, the barrel size was 48 kuz per barrel. The cost of a barrel was 6 zuz for the entire barrel. So Rav Yehuda, when he sold it out, he sold 6 kuz for a zuz. Okay, one zuz buys you 6 kuz, which basically means that once he sold 36 kuz, so 6 times, so then he made his money back, basically, because now he got his 6 zuz for, and there's another 12 left. The problem is that there's, you're going to have to subtract 8 that gets, that gets absorbed into the container, and basically for his profit, there's just 4 4 kuz left, that's his profit. So Shmuel says that's too little. I mean, that's the kasha that Shmuel says, is that when you're making money, it shouldn't be more than a sixth, but here it's less than a sixth. Basically, like, kind of, that's the sweet spot of what your profit should be on these things. So the Gemara says you have to realize that besides for that, the value of the barrel and the value of the sediment, that's also something that he can sell. And that's what we're talking about. So if that's true, then why isn't it more than a sixth? The answer is because there's other factors that we didn't count. There's the tircha of the and either the money that you pay to the salesman or the money that you paid for the spigot maker. And those are all expenses that have to be calculated. And therefore, it's not more than the sixth. It's just right at the right number. We said refined oil that's already no sediment free, so you can't take out for sediment. So the Gemara says, but isn't there some absorption? So so Rav Nachman answered, we're talking about where it's sealed with, you know, you put a liner on the inside. Abaye says even without that, if it's absorbed already once from before, then it's absorbed. No more gets absorbed. There's only so much that the walls can contain, and they don't contain anymore. Rabbi Yehuda says also somebody sells shemen zukkah, he's allowed to take off a logan a half of sediment for every 100. So Abaye says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to mix sediment into the oil, and according to Acham, you're not allowed to mix sediment into the oil. So the Gemara says, the reason why you accept it is because either if you, in other words, accept it in other words, I'm giving you, instead of 100, I'm giving you 1.5 less because I'm saving you the sediment, okay? Because I could add it in and then I would already be at the full 100. So therefore, accept it as if I gave you the sediment without giving you the sediment, basically. So in other words, for 100, look, I'm only giving you 94 and a half, and 90, whatever, 98 and a half, okay? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Why can't you argue back? Look, if you would have mixed it in, then I could sell the full amount, the 100. Look, now that you didn't, what am I going to do? So the Gemara says, we're not talking about person who's a reseller, we're talking about the person who's using it, and he has no use for the sediment. He wants clear oil, so therefore, it's like I'm doing him a favor of like keeping the sediment out of his oil. Okay, so one, you say, look, the fact that you didn't mix it in, maybe you were moichel. This is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso, because Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no mechila in business. Mechila business, you know, there's a, you know, it's a mindset. When you're doing business, it's a transaction. You know, like it's not a time for niceties, you know, like straight business. That's the way, that's his viewpoint. An example of that is that, he talked about selling the hitch for the animals for pulling the plow. So it doesn't mean, it doesn't, cow's not included. If you sold the cow, the hitch is not included. Rabbi Yehuda says, just look at the price. If the price is 200 tzuz, so then you know it's including the cows. If it's not, then you know it's only the hitch. That's all. And the Chacham say, you can't prove anything from the price. Maybe this guy is giving him a good deal. Maybe the guy's overpaying. And the review of the sheet is, no, you don't do that. You don't overpay. It's a business transaction. You do it fair, what's the right thing to do, and that's it. So we said, according to Chacham, you're not allowed to add the sediment in. And that's why he didn't accept it, because he says, if you would want to accept it in, would you be able to? And so therefore, you can't do it now. I'm not willing to accept it. So our Papa said to Abai, you know what? If anything, the opposite makes more sense. The other way around. According to Chachamim, you're allowed to mix in the sediment. And that's why he's not accepting it. Because he says, look, you didn't mix it in. So therefore, you're meichel to me, like the Chacham hold. And Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to mix in sediment. And the reason why if I would have mixed it in, I wouldn't be allowed to. So therefore, you didn't accept it. What do you mean? How could that be? Look at me. Am I in the business of just trading without making any profit? Are you telling me that I can't take it off and I bought it for the same price? I'm getting sediment and I'm having to sell you without sediment. Where's my profit? You took away my entire profit margin. You call that a businessman? A businessman has to make some money. That's key, crucial definition. So so that's the logic. Okay, so we said that, so that took us to the next topic, which is, we said both a buyer and a pikadon, about pikadon, when he's giving something to watch, there's pikadon, pikadim. So pikadim, we explained, is like the pits, there's a psolus of the pits that float on top of the oil, and that's expected that it's taking up some of the space in the oil. Okay, so just like a buyer doesn't accept it, so therefore a Baal Pikadon also doesn't accept it.
It's called scum.
Scum, oh, it's the scum, that's what he calls it. It's the psolus of the garinim, of the of the seeds. Okay, I guess so. So the scum on top of it. So what should I do with it? In other words, you gave it to me with it, so how can I give you back without it? Anyway. So it's the other way around. Just like by a pikadon, it comes with the scum or with the top, whatever that stuff is, the froth on top. So that's the same thing by a buyer as well. But the Gemara says, who says he accepts that? The Rabbi Yehuda says that the dirty oil is only to the seller. Because the buyer is taking off 1.5 for sediment, and that means clean, meaning without the scum on top, without anything. So the Gemara says it depends on the paying system. If you pay on Tishrei prices, and you're buying and you're taking it in Nisan, like with the Tishrei measurements, so then you're getting the dirty oil. If you're paying Nisan prices, and you're paying in Nisan, so then you're getting with the measurement of Nisan, which is a smaller measurement. Basically, instead of giving you 100, they're giving you 98.5, because they take off a look and a half for all those things, and that's basically that's all you get. It's a smaller amount. And that is where we left off yesterday, and we'll take it from here today.